Record low oxygen levels in the Mosinee area reservoir have homeowners and sportsmen bracing for another massive fish kill. John Kennedy of the Big Old Plains Citizens Organization says he worries that it's going to be even worse than what happened in March of 2009.
There was dead fish everywhere, washed up on shore. I guess what's really disappointing is this appears to be a recurring event. This is a pattern.
It's a pattern that Kennedy thinks can be solved if water levels are kept at 60% full going into the winter months, a figure that was reached in a recent study.
We came into winter at 50% volume. If we would have come into winter at 60%, we would have 20% more water. More water contains more oxygen, and you're basically going to have more reserve.
The water levels in the Eau Plaine and other Wisconsin River reservoirs are set by the Wisconsin Valley Improvement Company. Vice President of Operations Sam Morgan says last year's drought kept them from meeting the 60% goal.
We had a pretty dry late summer and a really dry fall, and on December 1st, rather than being at the 60% full level, it was at the 50% full level, which we thought was pretty good considering how dry it had been.
Morgan says if they had kept more water in the Eau Plaine, it would have hurt the rest of the river basin.
We would have had to have even lower flows in the Wisconsin River than we had, and they were already at critically low levels, essentially the minimum that we can do under our license.
Morgan says the water quality problem in the Big Old Plain is impacted more by agricultural runoff than by the volume in the reservoir. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.